I'm going to start at the destination of my crossroads, and then I'll explain the crossroads and the journey to get there. My destination was the summer of 1988, and I was the opening act for a Boney M concert. Now, I know some of you may think you're not the obvious choice for the opening act to a 1980s disco phenomenon, Boney M, but it's true. It started, and the crossroads moment came about 6 months before that. I was in my last year at school in 1997 as a 17-year-old. A group of friends and I, about nine of us, were in the school talent quest in the quad at school at lunchtime one day, and we'd just finished performing as a bunch of human grapes dancing to Marvin Gaye's I Heard It on the Grapevine. We walked off. I was in my wine-coloured V-neck jersey, and I saw two boys who were about to go on. And those two boys were dressed in double denims, trousers, denim jeans, denim jacket, and actually chambray shirts as well, so triple denim probably. But and I said, well, what are you two doing? And they said, oh, we're going to lip-sync to the Proclaimers' 500 Miles. And I said, oh, well, can I join in? And Will Hall, who I didn't know very well at that stage, but who's become a very close and lifelong friend, said, yeah, sure. So I grabbed some drumsticks, and I went on to the quad with them, and they performed, and I sat in the background and just sort of mimed out the beat to 500 Miles. And it was a hit at school. And when I say a hit, it was sort of some clapping and a few chuckles. But Will Hall took it upon himself to then enter us into the McDonald's Young Entertainer competition at the Bush and Mall off Rickerton Road. And I did have some trepidation. I said to Will, I'm not sure where Young Entertainers will. And he said, no, it's all fine. And he did shave for the occasion. And we weren't Young Entertainers. We'd lost to an eight-year-old singing I Saw Mummy Kissing Santa Claus. We didn't place, in fact. But unperturbed, we went back to the drawing board, and I improved my look a bit. I gave myself a severe side parting. We went to the chemistry block at school and got some safety glasses, which the safety glasses didn't really look like safety glasses. They just looked like normal glasses, just with very dark black frames. Perfect. I invested in a denim jacket. We also improved our act. Now, 500 Miles is a catchy tune, which might have been the secret to our success, but we also had a bit of a sort of a dance for the walk, which was the key moment in the chorus. And then we did the mall circuit. So our first gig was at Eastgate Mall in Lynwood in Christchurch. Then we did Northlands, the Palms Shirley, and Hornby Mall. I don't know what it was, but we seem to have captured the zeitgeist of the time, because in the late 90s in Christchurch, there seemed to be all these lip-syncing competitions, and we happened to be riding the crest of the wave, really, on that. And we were talent-scouted, so we got picked up by a man called Bernie Burke, and Bernie had come to, well, his background was in, he was a magician at children's parties, and he owned a bouncy castle business. And he recruited us for the Boney M concert. Now, if two teenage boys lip-syncing to Charlie and Craig Reed's 500 Miles opening a Boney M concert isn't weird enough, the concert was in Timaru, which... And I didn't know Timaru to be a big Boney M sort of disco fan spot of the time. But anyway, that's where the gig was. And we rolled up early. It was a daytime performance, and we got there in good time for... It wasn't really a sound check, because by definition, we made no sound. But it was a very strict, detailed sort of instruction session. Bernie told us we were allowed one Pepsi each from the ice bucket out the back. We were allowed 10 minutes in the dressing room, and we had to make sure that when our 10 minutes was up, we didn't just vacate, but we made sure all of our gear was vacated as well, which was logistically tricky given that we were going on stage. And he also told us, which now is pretty weird, but he told us that we weren't to make eye contact with Liz Mitchell. Liz Mitchell being the main performer of Boney M. It all made sense at the time, but looking back, it's quite bizarre. And we were ready to go, with the Proclaimers song, there's a little bit of us getting into position before Charlie Reed does his first few strums on the guitar. So we had a plan to go out onto stage at the Timaru Sound Show in Caroline Bay, and we had this plan to go onto stage and sort of pretend to be awestruck by the crowd, you know, just pretend. Well, we went out on stage and we genuinely were awestruck. I've never seen so many people in my life looking at me. And I didn't know Timaru was such a big Boney M fan, but it really is. There was a catwalk down from the stage, and it was chocker with people standing. Then it's up to a natural amphitheatre, and there were terrace seating, and it was absolutely chocker with people. And then up to the street above with people that seemed to be three deep, sort of leaning over the hand railing. It was sort of just wall-to-wall people. But we performed our Boney M routine, and they went nuts. We performed our 500 miles routine, and they went nuts, and we were absolutely flying. We got off, and we partied to Boney M afterwards, and on my return to Christchurch, I immediately went out and bought the Boney M CD, and I never looked Liz Mitchell in the eyes once. So my crossroads, I guess, was grabbing those drumsticks from Jeremy London when he had just done Smells Like Teen Spirit with his band by Nirvana. And that was my moment of sending me on a trajectory towards Boney M. And Will Hall, as an addendum, he went off. He's become a very successful actor. He was an award-winning actor and was on Shortland Street for a long time. And I became a lawyer and a Nelson City councillor.